Oregon held a special election on Tuesday. In Clatsop County, on the ballot were the election of various local officials, and many races were uncontested. Coast Community Radio interviewed some of the candidates in contested races. Here's a look at those winners. Heidi Wintermute won the race for a seat on the Astoria School Board against incumbent David Oser. She was a guest on the Perspectives Public Affairs show hosted by Joan Herman.
What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the Astoria School District?
Sure. So I am currently in my 10th year as a school psychologist, and in the last 10 years, I've seen a dramatic increase in childhood trauma and extreme student behaviors in the schools. So the Oregon Education Association just put out a big report in February. It's called The Crisis of Disrupted Learning, and in that report, they have interviewed teachers all across Oregon, and they have found that this is a problem all across the state. They've actually described it as a crisis at this point. And so in their report, they talk about how class sizes are a bit very big thing that need to be worked on. Research indicates that classes of 18 students or less are the most effective learning environments for kids. And in Astoria, our average class size is 20 to 29 students, which is pretty big.
Tracy McDonald, the incumbent in the race for a seat on the Sunset Empire Transportation District Board, kept his seat in a race against challenger Larry Taylor. Joan Herman also interviewed McDonald on Perspectives.
What makes a successful board member when you have to work with six other personalities who may not always agree on what's the best way to go?
We try to give everyone in our group a voice so that they can bring their concerns to us. Because we make decisions as a group, we kind of have to hash that out a little bit with a give and take. But I'm very appreciative of the group that is now serving.
In the race for the Position 2 seat on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors, challenger Sarah Meyer, who served on the board previously in the early 2000s, won the race against incumbent Andrea Mazzarella. Herman also interviewed Meyer on Perspectives.
In my hope, an educated community gives back to itself. It is the best site for why we have the democracy. We have people being able to make choices that are in the best interest of the community and the nation. And I think that education is the most important thing that we can provide.
And finally, for the only contested race for a seat on the Port of Astoria Commission, challenger Scott McLean ousted incumbent Commissioner William Hunsinger, who had been on the commission for 12 years. I interviewed him for a Perspectives segment. One of the things that people, even if they don't know much about the Port of Astoria, know that the port was, at least up until recently, exporting logs. And that stopped because of tariff issues. Could you talk a little bit about that and what's happening right now with logs at the port?
Well, we were having about 12 log ships a year. That whole entire process from the woodsman up in the hill to the longshoreman on the ship during peak seasons, meaning there's actually a ship there, took about 50 to 75 people, I believe. With no ships coming in, that sort of cuts down everything. And, you know, what do you do with logs now? The logs were part of the Trump tariffs that the port has nothing to do with, other than suffering our lack of logs to export. And you can only export a private-grown log. You can't export a state or a federal log. So therefore, one of the stopgap measures that Astoria Forest Products have done was they're doing a thinning project out on state land, and they're trucking those down to the port, and we're binding them, putting them on a barge, and sending them to Southern Oregon for a domestic product. With the lack of international ships sort of has our hands tied, but there's a lot of maintenance going on equipment, both on port equipment and other outside contractor equipment. What do you do when you have downtime?
Overall, voter turnout was low. Out of a possible almost 28,000 registered voters, just 6,324 cast ballots. That's less than 23%. In Tillamook County, turnout was comparable. There were numerous uncontested races. Out of a possible 19,000-plus registered voters, just 4,500 voted. Statewide, voter turnout was even lower. Just 19% of Oregon voters bothered to cast a ballot.